This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The prime ministers of Italy and Canada signed security deals with Ukraine Saturday as Western leaders rallied around a war-weary nation on the second anniversary of Russia's military invasion with no end into the fighting in sight. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
There will be a free and sovereign Ukraine. There will be peace and prosperity. And there will be Europe. And the battle of Hostomel Airport will no longer be remembered as the darkest hour of our history, but as the beginning of a new era for Ukraine and for all of Europe.
An official says high-ranking Israeli cabinet members were expected to meet Saturday with a delegation that has returned from talks in Paris with negotiators from the United States, Egypt, and Qatar in search of a deal on pausing the fighting in Gaza. A senior Egyptian official said the draft deal offered to Israel's delegation included the release of up to 40 women and elderly hostages in Gaza in return for up to 300 Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Speaking Friday at the White House, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters what he knew about the negotiations.
Today,
we believe that the discussions and negotiations to date have been constructive. Obviously, they have not been conclusive because we don't have a deal in place. But the fact that these negotiations are still ongoing and that people are, in fact, sitting together to try to hash it out is a good thing.
Israel says it will attack the city of Rafah if no truce agreement is reached soon. Washington has urged its ally not to do so, warning that such an attack would cost